Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the Israelites' worship of a golden calf and the importance of avoiding idols and prioritizing God. Today's Bible passage is from Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 to 5. When the people saw that Moses was delayed in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make us a God who will go before us. As for that man, Moses, who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has happened to him." Aaron replied, "Take off the golden earrings that your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing, and bring them to me." So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He received their offering, and fashioning it with a tool, made a molten calf. Then they cried out, "These are your gods, Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt." On seeing this, Aaron built an altar in front of the calf and proclaimed, "Tomorrow is a feast of the Lord."
Isn't it crazy how quickly we can turn away from what we know is right? Just take a look at the story of the Israelites in the Bible. They had just witnessed miracles. God blessed them, and they were thankful. But then, just a few days later, they're building a golden calf and worshiping it. I mean, think about it. The Israelites had seen God part the Red Sea, provide them with manna from heaven, and lead them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Yet they quickly forgot all of that and decided to create their own God. How fickle can we be? But let's be real here. It's not just the Israelites who are guilty of this. We're all susceptible to building our golden calves. These are the things in our lives that we put above God, the things that become our idols. It could be money, success, relationships, or even our desires and ambitions. We start prioritizing these things over our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And that's where we go wrong. Our hearts become divided, and we lose sight of what truly matters. We forget that God is the one who provides for us and gives us purpose. So we must take a step back and ask ourselves, what are my golden calves? What are the things in my life that I'm putting above God? Is it my pursuit of wealth? Is it my obsession with success? Is it my insatiable desire for material possessions? Whatever it may be, we need to identify these idols and confront them head on. Once we recognize our golden calves, we need to repent and turn away from them. We must come before our Heavenly Father and acknowledge our wrongdoing, asking for His forgiveness. It's not an easy task, but it's necessary for our spiritual well-being. Let's learn from the mistakes of the Israelites. Let's keep our focus on God and make Him our number one priority. May we never forget that He is the true God who deserves our worship and devotion. We must continually remind ourselves of His faithfulness and love. When we catch ourselves straying, let's realign our hearts with His. Let's seek His guidance and wisdom in all areas of our lives. Let's remember that true fulfillment and purpose can only be found in Him. So today, let's reflect on our lives. Let's be honest with ourselves about the idols we've built, and let's make a conscious effort to tear them down and put God back in His rightful place. Together, we can resist the temptation to build golden calves and instead focus on worshiping the one true God.
In conclusion, let's heed the lesson from the Israelites' mistake and examine our own lives for any golden calves we may have erected. As we reflect on what may be taking precedence over our relationship with God, let's humbly seek His forgiveness and guidance. May we tear down these idols and recommit ourselves to worshiping the one true God who deserves our unwavering devotion. Let's keep our hearts focused on Him, trusting in His faithfulness and love to lead us on the path of true fulfillment and purpose. Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You with humble hearts, acknowledging our tendency to stray and build idols in our lives. Today, we ask for Your forgiveness for the times we have prioritized worldly desires over our relationship with You. Help us to identify and tear down any golden calves that have taken Your place in our hearts. Fill us with Your Spirit, Lord, and guide us back to You. May we fix our eyes on You, the one true God, and center our lives around Your love and truth. Grant us the strength and wisdom to resist temptation and to walk in obedience to Your will. Thank you for your boundless grace and mercy, which welcomes us back into your loving embrace. May our hearts be continually transformed by your presence, and may our lives reflect your glory to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Goodbye, and thank you for sharing these moments of reflection and prayer. May blessings abound in your life, filling each day with joy, peace, and divine guidance. Take care, and may you always walk in the light of God's love.